There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heisey. I'm the founder and owner of Heisey Advisory Group right here in St. Louis. And you have me solo today. Steve is out, normally with me on the show, but it's just you and me today. And what we do here at Heisey Advisory Group and on Your Retirement Highway is we help people coach their retirement planning process, transitioning people from the working years, those years that you've been accumulating money, you've been trying to get your assets to grow, and you've been trying to reach this kind of pinnacle in order to retire. And we help coach you through transitioning that process to retirement, helping you identify things that you need to be thinking about. And those are the types of things we talk about on the show. And today, I want you to imagine this. You're out on a busy road. Maybe it's the interstate. You're behind someone that's driving erratically. They might be drunk. They might be on the phone. They might even be eating a burrito. Who knows? Maybe they're physically ill. You have no idea. All you know is you want to get around this car as quickly as possible and get them behind you. But every time that you think you've managed to pull away, you spot them in the rearview mirror. They're kind of right behind you. They're unpredictable maneuvers. They don't seem to be quite so menacing anymore because they're behind you now. But it's still kind of a concern and something that you kind of keep your eye on. Folks, that's how investors, especially those that are in or near retirement, should be looking at the volatility of the markets. You might be thinking you're safe. After all, that 2008 drastic market drop, it's long behind us. But the risk really never goes away. And as we've seen recently, the market is unpredictable. You can't know if or when that volatility is going to pull up alongside of you again and maybe push you off the road. And all of a sudden, you're beginning to question whether this bull market run is really sustainable, and you're questioning your positioning. Not once last year in 2017, during that market run, did you ever question your positioning. But a small bit of volatility, like we've started to have this year, and next thing you know, you're starting to think, do I have it all wrong? So you've kept an eye out. You're looking to protect yourself by maybe being proactive. Often a lot of people just like you come into our office thinking that they have maybe a moderate, even a conservative portfolio. But when we do an analysis, we find that's not the case. Your portfolio should be built around your individual situation, not a standard mix that's based only on your current age or a target number. Market volatility and losing money, it always hurts. It's always been that way. Emotionally, we deal with losses a lot harder than we do with the gains. And what we want to do is we want to help you identify the right investment strategy for you that will help position your retirement dollars in such a way that you don't feel the need to continually look over your shoulder or look back in that rearview mirror at that erratic driver that's behind you now. So do yourself a favor, write down our number, because you're going to want to call us at the end of the show today to schedule your own personal retirement roadmap review. That number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. You can also visit us on the web to learn more about how we help our families by going to yourretirementhighway.com. And boy, the market sure has been shaky lately, hasn't it? It's hard to believe, but the S&P 500 really has only lost about a half to 1% so far year to date. Write that down. It's not a lot. It's just a little number. It's lost about a half a percent year to date. Now, why is everybody getting in such an uproar? Well, if you look back the few weeks at the beginning of the year, the market jumped up 7.5%. And then recently, we've had that 10% correction reversal that has caused everybody to start to panic because they're remembering back in 2008 when we had the 38% pullback in the S&P 500. It starts to really kind of pull that erratic driver back up into the rearview mirror. And you know that as long as we have a stock market and you have some amount of money invested in it, that you're going to have to deal with market volatility. We simply don't have very many years like the one we just finished in 2017, where the ride was so good and so steady that it almost literally lulled you to sleep. Market volatility has come back with a vengeance, and it could be here to stay for 2018 and beyond. So the real question is, what does your strategy look like? How should you be managing market volatility and the potential for a stock market downturn with your retirement dollars? Do you have too much money invested in stocks? Are your bonds or bond funds really protecting you with the current interest rate environment? So today we're going to talk a little bit more about the market volatility that has suddenly crept in and whether or not you should be reducing the risk in your portfolio. I think a lot of people have woke up a little bit from that steady conservative march that the market took last year, and they're starting to pay a little closer attention with the rocky start that we've had so far this year. Quite honestly, the fear of loss and the lengths that it will cause people to go in order to avoid the feeling that comes along with it has always been around. And we tend to see that feeling go dormant for people when the markets are enjoying this consistency and the positive upswings like we've seen now for 10 years. But it comes back with a vengeance when things start to get volatile. And through the beginning weeks of 2018, we had a really good start to the year. But then the Fed began discussing interest rate hikes, President Trump began the tariff discussions, and the consistency of the market just has disappeared and vanished. We've seen the official correction in the market, and you know the rest. It's all of a sudden you're beginning to question whether or not this bull market run is sustainable. You're questioning your positioning. Not one time last year did that ever come up. But here's the problem. You tend to make irrational decisions based on emotion, based on attitude, based on memory, not on logic. When presented with financial loss and uncertainty, you tend to focus more on irrational, emotional, attitude, and memory decisions. And we need to continue using logic because when that uncertainty affects your financial well-being in the future, it could be a financial disaster. And it's because of this general idea that if you lose money in a previous market downturn and you lost a lot, that feeling never really goes away and it never really leaves you. And it has an impact on how you start to make decisions once that market starts to make changes again. So that's the real reason that we offer the Retirement Roadmap Review, is for your opportunity to come into the office, sit down with Steve, sit down with myself, and have a discussion about your concerns, have a discussion about your personal vision, and then, even more importantly, get a second opinion. Get an assessment done on your portfolio. Has your advisor sat down with you to really outline what your downside potential risk could be should we face another 2008? That's what we want to do for you, so that you have an idea of what that potential impact could be before it happens. So the Retirement Roadmap Review is the time to come in, sit down, get an income plan review, take a look at how your income plan is set up, make sure you have one, do an assessment on your portfolio, understand the downside risk that you may be exposed to, because you can do something about it if you know it's there. You can't do anything about it when you don't know, and you're going to find out when it's too late. So reach out to us right now, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, and we were talking a little bit about the volatility of the market so far this year and how that's starting to affect people's emotions. Even though year to date we're really down only about 0.5%, there seems to be a lot of panic starting to set in relative to whether we may be going into another deep dive like we did in 2008, simply because we've had this correction that happened here over the past number of weeks, and it's bringing back that volatility monster that we talked about driving down the road, and you see that erratic driver in your rearview mirror. It's bringing back a lot of those memories, and maybe that's coming a little closer to some of you as we're getting through this. So the question that you need to ask yourself is, how exactly can you go about determining your risk in your portfolio? Do you just take your broker's word for it? Do you judge it using the word descriptions that maybe appear on your brokerage statement? That might say that you're moderate, or it might say you're moderately aggressive, or it might say conservatively moderate. Do you just go by those word descriptions? In our opinion, the best way to understand it is from an analytical and numbers-based format to find out just how aggressive or conservative your portfolio may be. I'm a recovering engineer. I believe in numbers, and I believe in analytics, and I believe that each and every one of you should have a more analytical approach to understanding the risk that's in your portfolio. And at Heise Advisory Group, what we do is we use a tool called Riskalyze. And that tool was developed out of the 2002 Nobel Prize winner for economics. And it's really a behavioral, psychological evaluation on how you as an investor choose to make decisions between absolute certainty and random 50-50 outcomes. There are different situations, different times when you may choose the absolute certain outcome versus the random risk. And there are certain times where you may choose the random risk over the absolute certain outcome. And what the tool does then is it really takes your answers and your approach to how you look at those random choices. And by the way, this is different for every single individual that goes through that. You end up in the end of it with a personal risk score. That risk score might be anywhere from 1 to 100, but you define who you are on how you evaluate the random choices of the market versus certainty. And what that gives us the ability to do then is to use that same tool to identify the portfolio risk score. That allows us then to compare your personal risk score to your portfolio risk score to see if they're a match or if they're grossly different. And I will say that the vast majority of the folks that have been coming into our office, when they go through the Riskalyze process and get their own personal risk score, they're finding that their portfolios have significant higher risk than what their personal risk score is. And that's been a very eye-opening process. In addition to the Riskalyze tool, we also use tools from Morningstar, and we really help give you a true assessment of what your potential risk exposure is. Now, again, we're not trying to predict the market. We're not trying to be a doomsayer saying that the market's going to have a big crash. I believe in the old Boy Scout motto, and that is be prepared. Know and understand the risk that you have in your investments before something happens. And that's the process that we go through to help you understand and be able to look at what to do in managing the portfolio. Now, once we have that, then we have to start looking at, you know, what are some strategies that you can use to help curb your personal risk appetite. So once we've done that stress test, so to speak, risk analysis in order to show you whether you are in the need of reducing risk, there are a number of ways that you can go about reducing the risk. And one of them, it's just doing some asset allocation changes. The simplest form of risk reduction may be simply to change your asset allocation. You may be 70% stocks and 30% bonds. That means you have a much higher exposure to the volatility of the stock market. You may want to reduce the stock exposure and increase some of the bond portfolio exposure just by a simple reallocation in that process. The second way may be looking at different active management versus passive management. Passive management tends to be very, very beneficial in the upside of the market. So low-cost index funds or ETFs can be a great place to be when we have good growth in the market. But when we start to have volatility, we have found that active management can produce additional alpha, or what we call additional return for the same amount of risk, than passive management. So when we start to get more volatile or in a declining market, active management can actually be a better position to be. The third way to help offset that is to look at some alternatives into your strategy. They might be various alternative investments. They may be adding something like a fixed annuity or a fixed indexed annuity to your portfolio, something that has some principal protection. It's our opinion that not everyone should have all their assets at risk. I think most of you that are at this point of going into retirement or already retired would agree that part of your portfolio should not have market risk. And fixed annuities or fixed index annuities, they're not right for everybody. But I think it's worth taking a deeper look into some of them, because there are some very good products out there that will help reduce the volatility and risk of the portfolio. And we can help you do that. That's what we do in the Retirement Roadmap Review, is we help you take a look at not only what your downside risk is in your portfolio, but then we help you start to understand some of the different tools that are out there. there are basically three worlds of money. There's the bank world of money, there's the insurance company world of money, and there's the Wall Street world of money. And we don't have a bias toward or against any one of those. We help you combine the best of all of those to make a portfolio for yourself. So reach out, give us a call for your personal retirement roadmap review. Again, the number 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
So it can be a challenge to alternate your focus from the returns in front of you to the risk that's creeping up from behind. But folks, in retirement, it's crucial to take a look at. If a stock market downturn occurs in the years just before you're about to retire or just after you retire, the damage to your portfolio and your future security could be irreplaceable. Always keep your destination in mind as you maneuver through the market's many twists and turns like we've had. Make sure that you're working with an advisor who uses products and strategies that can help keep you on course to reduce the impact of market volatility, outpace inflation, avoid high taxes, and reach all of your retirement goals. The markets just showed the first flashes of volatility in quite some time. So what exactly is stopping you from gathering a second opinion about how much risk you're carrying inside of your investments? Remember that phone number you wrote down at the beginning of the show? Now's the time to pick up the phone and get your personal retirement roadmap review. The number is 314-328-4400. Once again, 314-328-4400. Thanks so much for being with us today. We look forward to joining you again next weekend. And have a great week.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.